The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
9 to 5. Good afternoon, Ender Brady.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
I'm very well, Ender. We're starting with a mystery death.
Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer with the Irish band The Cranberries, has died in London at a hotel on Park Lane at the age of 46. Now, we know no more. I know that she was due to be recording a version of her song Zombies yesterday with a band, a hard rock band called The Bad Wolves. They had done a version of her song previously, which she loved. She got in touch with them and said she'd love to be on any future version of it if they were recording, and they were recording in London. So that's what she was doing over here. She's originally from County Limerick in the west of Ireland. Beautiful voice, extremely talented lady. The Cranberries, at the peak of their fame, sold 40 million records. Hit singles like Linger, Zombies, which she was due to record yesterday with that band, Dreams. A wonderful career. She had a few issues in life over the past couple of years. There were some mental health issues. She was taken off a plane and prosecuted for poor behaviour on a flight back from America to Ireland. And then a tour of America last year was cancelled because of back problems. So we don't know what has happened, but Dolores O'Riordan, dead at 46, and she leaves behind a family and three children.
Yeah, certainly a very recognisable voice, as you say, Ender Brady. A wonderful, wonderful singer and entertainer. The mystery that, as you say, surrounds her. I'm sure further details will be released. Now, you brought us the news yesterday regarding what's happening at Carillion. What is happening with the payday? Because I think you said there's around 40,000 workers at Carillion.
Yeah, around the world, 19,500 of them here. And what we're hearing this morning is that people who are due to be paid tomorrow, unless government or someone else puts some money into that company, they won't be getting paid. Can you imagine the stress of that? You've just had your credit card bill for Christmas and New Year, and you're looking forward to getting paid, and the wait between the December pay packet and the January one is quite a long one. And Carillion workers, unless something dramatic happens today, they won't be getting paid tomorrow. So it's a huge mess, really, and it's a massive chaotic problem for the government, because Carillion had so many public sector contracts. They had contracts to build schools, prisons, roads, most of the infrastructure in the UK. Carillion or some of their subsidiaries would have had their fingers in the infrastructure pie. So a lot of questions for government, because this lot had something like 3 profits warnings in the last 6 months, and yet they kept being given contracts. So some serious questions to be asked, and I think everyone out there today going to work, as grim as it is in an English winter, will be thanking their lucky stars that they're not working for Carillion.
Yeah, indeed they will be. And what happened when spies took Judi Dench out to lunch?
It's a wonderful story in the papers today. Dame Judi Dench, star of the James Bond movies, boss of MI5 and MI6 in the James Bond movies. So she was invited for lunch and to speak to a group of spies, basically, and she lives in central London, and she said to them, oh, I'll make my own way there. And they said, well, do you know where we are? And she said, yes, you know, everyone knows where the MI5 building is, the big Lego building on the Thames. And they said, oh, don't be silly, we'll get our guys to pick you up. The spies got lost. They could not find Dame Judi. Not a word of a lie.
The world's worst
Dame
spies.
Judi Dench's house. In world-class spies, and they could not find where she lived. And I think she's had quite a bit of a laugh telling that story to journals this week. It's in the papers today. So Britain's finest spies trying to find Judi Dench's house in central London. And you know what? It's easily done, because quite honestly, sometimes I'm given an address, a postcode, and I will be standing literally 100 metres away from a property. And the way everything's piggly and old. Yeah, and I'll stop a neighbour and say, where's number 47? Because there's 44, there's 45, there's 48, there's 46. And then someone will say, oh no, that's around the corner. So I can see how it easily happens, but the spies got lost.
Well, you helped expand my vocabulary last year. I'm going to guess that the newspapers are having a field day saying that was so Dench, Ender.
Yes, that is one of the headlines some of the tabloids have come up with, exactly.
Beautiful stuff. We'll catch up tomorrow. Good on you, mate.
See you, Ollie. Be good.